everyone. Welcome to the Drunken Whalers, a podcast where we get drunk and talk about Dishonored. I'm Claire, and I'm joined, as always, by Sarah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm drinking water, not any cider, which did taunt me when I opened the fridge. It was like, drink me. And I was like, I can't. I'm on a lot of cold medication still.
Claire's modeling healthy behavior, and I'm modeling unhealthy behavior because I got out two ciders again. Not that two ciders is that many, but...
You're drinking for me. This is the podcast law.
This is the podcast where Sarah drinks and Claire has cold medicine, and that's the law.
That is the law.
That's our new intro.
All right, let's fucking do this. We also have to do the strange visit. Yeah.
Yes. I kept forgetting that this happened, but I had to copy it from my notes from last week into my notes for this week.
Thank you.
And then I had to rename my notes because I thought this mission was the Dust District, and it isn't. I forgot that this mission existed. Anyway.
And what's the name of this mission?
It's called the Royal Conservatory.
Nice.
Gotta conserve some royalty.
Fuck no.
This is an anti-monarchy podcast.
It sure fucking is.
Anyway.
Anyways, so...
It's another strange visit is what the little thing says at the top.
Yes, so we wake up, and, you know, things are a little strange, and I always look to where the wall broke away last time to go to the strange visit. I'm like, it's gonna be over there again. And it's not.
Yeah, I did the same thing, because I was like, oh, it's gonna do the same thing where you try to open the door, and then you turn back, and it's, like, fucked up, but you turn back, and it's, like, the same.
Yeah, it's like, it just lets you open the door.
And it's, I think the ship is, like, wrecked or something.
The ship has, like, your room is fine, but when you step out into the hallway, lots of things are, like, warped and, like, clipping through the floor.
So basically your game is, like, glitching out.
Yeah. And if you try and go up the stairs, it will just open up into the void.
Yes. And Emily's like, it's the void, but different this time.
Yes. Yeah, Corvus says the same thing. He's like, the void again, but it feels different. And you're like, okay, let's go fucking find this bitch. Surprise!
It's a different bitch!
It's Delilah!
I also totally forgot that this was Delilah, so I was like, where's the outsider? And then it was her, and I was like, I mean, I also enjoy this, but it was not what I was expecting.
I completely forgot as well, but she shows up. She's like, oh, are you surprised I could pull you into this place? Like,
so yeah!
Sure!
Actually, yes!
And she's like, the outsider marked me a long time ago. And I'm like, okay, first of all, I'm really curious to know how long ago.
No answers. No answers ever about any of this. I hate it. Tell me.
Yeah. And she basically is like, oh, I made you flee your tower and I turned precious Emily into cold stone. How difficult for you. I'm like, uh-huh.
Fuck off.
It is difficult for me, but I don't think you're saying that to be nice. And then she tells you the story of her life.
Yeah, and guess what? It sucks, because she grew up in Dunwall.
Yeah. Basically, she's like, oh, here's the secret. And I'm like, please tell me the secret. She's like, Emperor Caldwin had another daughter. It's me. My mom was a kitchen maid.
Didn't she, like, already tell you this? Like, isn't her whole thing that she was Jessamine's half-sister?
Yes, but I don't know. One, we don't know if she was telling the truth. Two, I think she just says, half-sister. She doesn't say...
I grew up as a kitchen maid and it was the worst. Fuck you.
Yeah, I think she just says half-sister and doesn't really give the whole saga. Which presumably is because if you show up and you're like, hey, my mom was a kitchen maid, my dad was the emperor, people are like, cool.
We don't care.
I mean, like, that means you can't be the empress. but I don't know that she cares about the law.
I think that she doesn't, is what I would say. Which is valid of her, but, you know.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, me and Jessamine used to play as sisters, and her dad was the worst to her and kept telling her that she could go to court someday, but she never could, because obviously not.
Yeah. And the whole time you're in the void, you see, like, paintings that she's drawn of these scenes, and you, like, see little scenes play out. So you, like, can see a painting of Emperor Caldwin telling Delilah she can't go to court, and Delilah's like, but Jessamine is younger than me, and she gets to go to court every day. And he's just like, it's complicated. Whatever.
It's like, hey, Yuhorn, I think you sucked.
Yeah, you were fucking awful. And then, so she, Delilah and Jessamine were playing, and Jessamine broke, like, a precious vase and accused Delilah of it, and Delilah and her mom got fired.
Yeah, and kicked out, so it's, like, the depressing version of Oron High School Host Club.
Is that what happens in Oron High School Host
Club? Not really, it just, someone breaks a vase.
That's the only thing I know. I was like, is she homeless? I felt really sure she had a parent.
I don't remember because I never finished it, but basically she, like, has to pay back the club for this vase she broke. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
So, yeah, basically they get kicked out of the palace. She and her mom end up in debtor's prison. Her mom gets punched by a guard and then dies.
Yeah, pretty much. And then they kick Delilah out because her mom's dead.
Yeah, they're like, you don't need to stay here. This isn't your debt. You can leave. She's like, cool. Yeah. She's, like, 12.
Yeah, Delilah to Emily is like, Jessamine died on an assassin's blade, but my mom, like, lingered for weeks. And it's like, well, that's a fucked up thing to say, but also.
Yeah, she says the same thing to Corva.
It's like, hey, at least your mom died quickly.
Yeah. Then she also is like, you know, she was crafty before the outsider marked her, and, you know, she painted and she made her way into, she says, you know, I became apprentice to Sokolov. That's the polite way to put it.
Yikes, Sokolov.
You, Sokolov.
Big yikes.
Fuck you. Fuck you to hell. I will kill you.
He also, like, later admits to knowing Delilah, and I'm like, you should be ashamed of this. Fuck you. I hate you.
Like, you should be ashamed of this completely and utterly.
But Sokolov is not ashamed because he's a terrible man. Yes. Anyway.
I can't remember how it pretty much ends. Delilah's, like, sitting on the ground in a really lesbian pose. Like, it's like, no.
You were distracted.
I was so distracted. She's just, like, sprawled across, like, this void rock. And I'm like, damn, I can't not fuck her. And then you get to leave the void.
Yeah, basically she's like, I survived the worst the Empire had to offer, and now it's your turn. And then you can, like, jump into, like, the white light that sends you back to not the void.
The real world.
Yeah, that's the what not the void is.
Yep. And then you wake up, and you see Jessamine's ghost.
Yeah, oh, right, I, like, forgot about this. Yeah. Jessamine's ghost is just, like, fucking chilling.
She's like, hey, and you're like, hey. And she's like, do you think I was responsible for making Delilah what she was?
Like, I mean, you, like, were 12.
I was like, you were 12, so I'm not gonna say it's your fault, but I will say that that was probably the catalyst.
I'm gonna say that, like, that whole situation seems fucked up, and was definitely true, even though the whole time Emily's like, is that true? It's like, that was obviously true.
Oh, yeah, Corvo was like, how much of this can I believe, and, like, how much has been twisted? I'm like, all of that seems completely reasonable. Literally.
That's the kind of thing that happens.
Literally all of that, like, fired for breaking something, homeless, end up in debtor's prison, mother died. Like, that all seems completely plausible for the lower class.
Yep, so I don't know why you guys are like,
Maybe not. Like, nope, that seems right.
But yeah, and then Jessamine is like, I feel like my time is drawing end soon. And that's fine, I guess.
Yeah, she's like, I'll help you, and you're like, cool, thanks.
Thanks. It's weird to talk to you when you're in this heart, but I guess it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it for the strange visit. Cool, let's go to reality.
Yay.
So
the intro play now?
Yes. The intro play is now. So I will read my intros that I wrote down 5 minutes ago that I always have to do extensive Googling to get.
It shouldn't be this difficult, and yet.
I know. I don't understand. It's not important. We've gone over this.
We do this every week.
So in low chaos, Corvo will say, 15 years ago, the Loyalist Conspiracy asked me to kidnap Anton Sokolov, and I did. I took him from his home to the pub where we were hiding and locked him in a cage meant for dogs. And you know what? He laughed at us. He told dirty stories, taught Emily more than her governess could in 6 months. He seemed immortal. His mind shaped our age. That's changed. The old man I rescued doesn't talk much. He eats what we give him, groans in his sleep, coughs out blood. I'm not even sure he knows where he is. And that's kind of sad, but also, like, that bitch deserves it. Like, I hate him. He tortures people. Like,
the fucking Anton Sokolov, like, apologism of this game is unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay, and in High Chaos, Corvo will say, when I saw what they'd done to Anton Sokolov, I wanted to hurt everyone who'd helped Delilah and the Duke of Sarkonos pull off their coup. Sokolov is the man who made whale oil into a weapon, who turned back the plague, and now he's barely able to speak. The hands that painted the most powerful men and women of our time shake too badly to hold a spoon. When he does talk, he's going to give me a name. The next step along the way to Duke Luca Abel, then Delilah herself. A name. That's all I need. So, like... Cool. Okay, good ending. Love the whole, like, all I need is a name thing. That's, like, very Liam Neeson and Taken.
That's Corvo.
That's Corvo. It's basically Corvo.
That's his entire life.
But I was like, you know... What? Like, yes, what happened to Sokolov was awful. I don't think it would necessarily make me want to hurt everyone who was evil in the entire world. I think there's a lot of other things in this, like, shitty world of yours that you should have, like, looked at and gone, I'm angry.
I mean, maybe it's just that Corvo has a lot of anger pent up, you know.
Probably.
And all his, like, grief that he never dealt with.
Yes, you know. Stuffed in there.
Emily's are, like, almost exactly the same. I'm trying
to, I guess it's because she was 12 at the time.
Yeah, because, like, in Locale, she's like, when I was young, the Loyalist conspiracy that kidnapped me also took Anton Sokolov. Which, they kind of hadn't totally kidnapped you yet, but that's fine. And basically says the same things, but she's like, he taught me lessons and told me funny stories. He seemed immortal, blah, blah, blah. Basically the same. And the High Chaos one is, like, word for word exactly the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Solid.
So I guess so Emily very... is also Liam Neeson and Taken. Yeah.
So Liam Neeson and Taken of you.
God, the fucking, the version of Liam Neeson and Taken, but where it's, like, a daughter trying to save her father would be good.
I mean,
that is just what Dishonored 2 is.
That's true, that is just what Dishonored 2 is, and it is good. But yeah, so that's pretty much it, and then you can go find Sokolov.
Which we're very excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, when I talked to him, Emily immediately was like, hey, you've had 3 days to rest. Tell me how to kill Delilah. Which I think must have been the High Chaos thing, because she was, like, super rude to him. Which, I mean, is valid.
I had the same thing, and I was trying to look and see if it was the High Chaos version only or not.
But that's a lot of work.
I know. I didn't find it, so... Sorry.
Yeah, but yeah, and then Megan is, like, basically, like, defending him, and it's like, hey, Megan, chill.
Yeah. And also, when you approach the doors, when you approach the doors where Megan and Sokolov are, he is telling her about, like, oh, it was awful, I'm so glad Corvo freed me from that place, and she's like, I would have saved you, Anton. He's like, I know you would have, Megan. That's why I was holding on. I was like, fuck you guys. Like, she deserves better than to have you for a friend.
Megan, I know that you're, like, having a rough time of it, but, like, you truly can do so much better.
Yeah. Like, I can't say this because of spoilers, but I will when we wrap this game up.
We're gonna be so mad. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically, Anton's like, I know stuff about science, but I don't know what the fuck is up with Delilah.
That makes sense, because the outsider never deigned to talk to him.
and he never got over it.
Sure didn't.
And then basically he's like, yeah, this lady called Brianna Ashworth visited Jindosh a lot. She's the curator of the Royal Conservatory. She's a cult and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They were working on some device called the Oraculum. I keep trying to say Oracalcum, or, like, whatever the Kingdom Hearts thing
is. I was thinking that, too. Because I was thinking it the opposite way. So whatever the thing at Kingdom Hearts is, I always say the Oraculum, because I played Dishonored first.
There you go. Oh, that's so weird. That's weird.
Yeah, I played Dishonored in 2012, and I played Kingdom Hearts in 2015.
That's so weird. I can't imagine not having played Kingdom Hearts in 2007.
Thank you. Sorry. I was thinking of something. I will tell this story later because it's not important. It's about Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This isn't a Kingdom Hearts podcast?
No, it's not a Kingdom Hearts podcast.
I guess.
But yeah. I just went and looked
up. That niche is already filled.
That niche is very filled. I went and looked up to see what Corvo says in, like, a low chaos thing, and he says the same thing. He's just also kind of a dick.
Which is fine. You know, that's fair. Like, I'm always support being a dick to Sokolov.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, Anton will sit up and pretty, like, tell you, like, oh, yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but... Yeah, Jindosh kept having Brianna Ashworth from the Royal Conservatory come meet with him. And he hands you, like, a picture of her? I don't know if it's,
Yeah, I think he must have drawn it.
Oh, okay. Wow. Impressive.
I mean, like, I guess.
I think that's the assumption we're supposed to make. So he hands you a picture of it. And it's really funny, because I'm pretty sure he passes it off to Megan immediately.
Yeah, and she's like, there's more to her than either of you know. It's like, oh, is there?
Yeah. And then she puts the picture of Brianna up on the board, and she, like, caresses it a little bit.
It's like, that's normal, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And he basically tells you that Brianna Ashworth was working on something called the Miraculum, and, well, I don't know if we know what he does yet.
I don't think so. I think he's just like,
things.
it seems fine. Probably isn't important, because that's why I'm telling you about it.
Yep.
Yeah, and then, like, after that little scene, if you examine the Delilah painting again, you get, like, another different scene. I don't know if you did this.
I did not.
Basically, like, Emily looked at it and was like, you know, I have trouble remembering my mother's face sometimes, but I think there might be some resemblance, which is fucked up.
That is fucked
she
up.
That she can't remember what Jasmine looks like.
That's also
fucked up. But, yeah, Anton's like, yeah, I painted it from memory, like, and once I was, like, investigating the Duke, I, like, heard Delilah's name, and I was like, I haven't heard of her in forever. Basically says, like, yeah, we used to paint together, but then her obsession with the occult and the Caldwin family took her out of my circles, and I'm like, okay.
First of all, didn't you, like, fucking beg for the outsider to come show up?
Like, it's very odd. I don't know if it was intended this way, but it's, like, unless they just, like, forgot he used to be obsessed with the outsider, but I bet it's, like, she got marked, and he was, like, fuck off, like, how dare you do this thing that I couldn't do.
That would be super funny. You're right.
Yeah, it's...
She probably did get marked and was, like, fuck this old dude. Honestly, yeah, I admire her restraint in not killing him.
I think she should have killed him.
I think she should have. I'm just impressed that she didn't.
That's true. Maybe she was going to get around to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then Megan is like, I saw some of her paintings. They were beautiful, but somehow sinister. And then Emily is like, you knew Delilah and you didn't tell me? Like, we've done this, we've been here the whole time and you never told me? And Megan's like, my past is none of your business. You don't own everything, Empress. which is a good burn, but also Emily kind of has a point.
I love it. Oh, I love that. That's really good.
Yeah, and Anton's like, listen, Megan came to Karnaca to reinvent herself. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, is it fine? I feel like this might become a problem.
Yeah. Oh, man. I wish that I had clicked it.
Yeah. I bet, I don't know, it's probably, like, along the same things for Corvo.
Yeah. Oh, this is interesting. I'm just, like, watching this Dishonored 2 walkthrough video now. Because I'm curious, so if you talk to Megan in Low Chaos... she'll say something along, like, you know, like, in another life, I would have been fighting you alongside Brianna and Delilah. I'm like, damn!
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I can also, because I did not kill Hypatia, I can go talk to Hypatia. She is still in the room, the spare room. Pretty much that she comments that Sokolov is recovering faster than one would expect from a man of his age. And there's not much else. There's a letter from a woman called Lucia Pastor, which is pretty like, hey, thanks for writing. Like, we would love for you to come help us. We'll find a safe place for you to set up so that we can help the miners. So basically Hypatia's being like, fuck the concert, like, fuck the, whatever the fuck it's called.
Wherever she was, I don't know.
I really want to say Solarium, but that's not
it. I think
it.
That's right. No, it is a Solarium.
The Institute. So she's like, yeah, fuck the Institute. Fuck funding. I'm gonna go do my shit the way I want to do it and help people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, like, Pastor is, like, the... Is she, like, in charge of the miners' union or something?
Yeah, I think she's in charge of, like, the miners' union or something like that. She comes back in the Dust District.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not this mission, even though I thought it was.
It's not this mission. Yeah. So then, yeah, you can go get in the skiff.
Did you look at Megan's notebook up top?
I did look at Megan's notebook up top. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, I did.
So you, yeah, it's like every mission you can, like, look and learn more about her, basically.
Yes. So, yeah, the first one was, like, one mission ago. The second one, I'm just going to read the whole thing. I just love Megan this much.
She's good.
Yeah. So her second, like, notation says, I've seen mean storm clouds gathering, only to disperse in an hour's time. I've seen monstrous waves in the distance, towering like high hills, that were only a ripple by the time they reached the boat. Things aren't right. They never have been, but at least everything's held at the center for a long while. Now I worry all the time. For me, for Anton, for everything. I should quit. Disappear again. Anyone else would, I think. Self-preservation is only natural. I could take my boat and go anywhere, be anybody, be nobody. Nobody again. I'd like that. I've had many different lives. Could I start a new one now? How many more do I have left? I'm so tired. I wish I could sleep and wake up as somebody else. Mm-hmm.
I love Megan. That's very sad.
I do love Megan, but that is very sad.
It's like, well, that's, you know.
Seems fine.
That's dishonored. Wishing you could be somebody else.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, let's go to the Royal Conservatory.
Yeah, get in the skiff. Megan is like, be prepared for anything. Ashworth runs with an eclectic crowd.
She means lesbians?
She means witches, which means lesbians.
She said that, and I was like, literally, it's like, you mean lesbians?
Yeah, and Emily's like, someday I'd like to know more about how you met Ashworth. And Megan's like, yeah, I know. trust me, Ashworth is important to Delilah, which also means lesbians.
Yeah, it sure fucking does. She also will tell you, like, you might be able to, like, get on the good side of Vice Overseer Liam Byrne. The Abbey is, like, an outpost because he doesn't trust Ashworth. Like, I don't know how you know this, but thank you.
Yeah, I don't know why you would know anything about the Abbey, but that's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, they don't trust Ashworth. And then she drops you off in this little area, which is, it's just a residential area. It's mostly not notable.
Yeah, it's like, there's like a little inlet dock area where there's some like dock dudes talking about like importing wood with a guard.
It is so funny. I actually listened to this conversation. It was so funny. They were saying like the old Duke outlawed umberwood imports because he wanted to protect the trees, which is like great, excellent. And then someone's like, okay, well, like, Lady Saoirse is paying, like, a fuck ton of money to get this wood, so she...
And, like, she's rich, so she gets what she wants.
They specifically say she's using it to build a gazebo with an exotic touch, which is so funny. Last guy's like, I don't even know what she wants it if she's never been there. Like, when I went to Dunwall, I brought back souvenirs, but, like, she hasn't been there.
I know, I love this guy who's like, why would you want wood from someplace you've never been?
So
guards are like, I don't fucking know, whatever.
It's like, we don't know, she paid us, we don't care.
Like, we're just doing our jobs, please leave us alone.
Yeah. You can also, past this is a black market shop. On your way into the black market shop, you will, if you have not played this game 5 times, you will get, like, mugged, basically. There's, like, a group of, like, 3 people, one of them who's pretending to, like, play a mugging victim, and hoping that someone will come help her so that all 3 of them can mug you. I know that they were there.
Has it not happened to me? I think I must have, like, startled them or something.
Oh, well, yeah, so, because I knew I was there, I went up and walked on a pipe, like, to the side of the building, and if you leave them alone long enough and... Like, they'll chat with themselves, which is why I did this. But in high chaos, they'll start arguing about who's going to play the mugging victim, and one of them will kill the other. Like, all right, you solved my problem, Ben.
Like, there you go. Don't have to get mugged.
Yeah. I don't remember what happens if you don't do this. I'm sure they settle their dispute in a calm manner.
In a nice, polite manner that doesn't involve knives.
Yeah. So, yeah, nothing wild. And you can also go to the black market shop. and the dude there will tell you that he has an associate who had an outpost near the conservatory who was going to steal something, and he would not be at all upset if you went and checked in on his friend.
You know, if you're going that way anyway.
Yeah. He specifically is like, we're not supposed to be out on the streets, but since you don't seem to care, can you check on him?
Can you go check on it? I like this black market dude, because it's like, whenever you walk in, he's like, oh, we're closed. Oh, wait, actually, it's fine.
It's really funny. I like this black market dude, because if you walk towards him but don't let him see you, he'll, like, mumble to himself about how he used to own an art gallery, and how there's, like, and how upset he is that there's, like, a ton of, like, really beautiful pieces that no one can see in the conservatory because it's closed. He's like, they deserve to be seen by the public. It's like, I respect you, dude.
I love this man who used to have an art gallery and now runs a black market shop because everything's terrible.
Yeah. So, yeah, so he will tell you, like, yeah, you know, I had a friend who was looking into getting, I specifically believe it's, like, a Roseboro prototype.
Yeah, I don't really know what it was. I stole it and, like, wasn't paying
attention. I've stolen it every single time. I don't know what it's supposed to do. You're supposed to, like, no idea.
But it's cool, I guess.
But it's expensive.
That's what matters.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, and I went into the, on my way up to the conservatory, I went into the Overseer Outpost.
Yes.
Which is mostly just interesting.
Yeah, it's like, basically they were, like, stalking the Royal Conservatory because they thought that Brienne Ashworth was, like, up to some shit. And there's, like, an audiograph in there where Byrne, like, talks about his suspicions.
Yeah, he's pretty much like, you know, I believe Ashworth has some connection to the occult in Karnaca. Then the important part of the mission is, you know, he's like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, we're, like, the overseers are important to the Abbey, but equally important are sisters from the Oracular Order. I suspect something is wrong within their sect. Like, they've been making weird proclamations and, like, small deviations from tradition. And he's wondering if Ashworth has infiltrated the Oracular Order, which is the first time we've heard of this fucking order.
I feel like it's been, like, mentioned occasionally, but every time I get to this, I'm like, I don't fucking remember. And there's, like, a note next to the audiograph that's, like, a history of, like, what the Oracular Order is.
Oh, is there?
I think there is. Or, like, or somewhere in this mission there is that little note that I didn't read that closely, but basically they're, like, the overseers, but, like, the nun section of the overseers is how I think about it.
I think they're supposed to be nuns, but, like, one of the wildest parts of this is, like, they specifically have visions and tell prophecies that, like, inform the Abbey. And I'm like, that sounds like some occult shit.
Yeah, it's like some occult nonsense.
That doesn't seem like the Abbey would be, like, swell with that. That seems like some fucking witches.
I guess, it's fine when they do it. But yeah, it's like they're like the blind seers, but they're not actually blind, but it's like a metaphor, but also maybe they kind of wear blindfolds.
They do wear blindfolds.
They do wear blindfolds. I guess you go there later.
Yeah, we don't go there. Yeah, we go there in Death of the Outsider, which was great because I was super interested in whatever the fuck these people were doing.
Yeah, that mission's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's basically, it's like they like comment on stuff for the Abbey, and it's like they all get together and they all have to like decide on whatever proclamation they make, and they all have to agree to it.
Mm-hmm.
And like they won't talk about anything unless everyone has had time to research it, and like blah blah blah.
Yeah, it's, I do not comprehend this sort, like, that is, they do not really go into, like, a lot of
detail.
I was like, okay, this seems weird as shit, but we're gonna go with it.
It's, like, weird that we're suddenly deciding to talk about this, but okay.
Yeah. And there's also a couple of houses with a lot of dead people.
Yeah, like, a lot of dead people.
Well, to be fair, they're not dead in low chaos.
That's true. We just both did high chaos this time.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, there's, like, a house full of, like, three or four dead people who, like, I presume killed each other in a dispute over their poker game.
I think so. Like, yeah, this, like, fucked up poker house.
Mm-hmm. And they're just all dead, and there's, like, blood splattered everywhere. And I'm always surprised by this. I always walk in, I'm like, damn, like, there's literally, like, blood splattered all over the walls.
It's like, y'all really fucked up.
Yeah. There's also a really sad, gross note in here from a guy with the howlers who I think left a note for the barmaid, and it's basically a threat saying, like, hey, you know, the last person who didn't come up with the money, we took him out fishing, and you thought, oh, wow, like, whatever bait we're using is really good. The fish are really after him. And then we told him the bait was his mom.
Yikes! I forgot about this note. I didn't get it this time.
Yeah, so I was like, okay. What? Okay.
So the howlers.
So, love it.
Love it. You love to see it. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's like there's a roof somewhere here where you can like run into like a duo of thieves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, these lesbians.
Yeah, these lesbians where it's like one of them's a guard and one of them is a maid. Uh-huh. It seems like they team up to steal stuff, except the maid like wants to stop because she's like, hey, I like my job now. Like, it's much better than it was in the Dust District. And the guard is like, oh, so now you're too good for like the Dust District, and then shoves her off the side of the roof.
Yeah, it's like,
it escalates so quickly.
It does. It's so much. She's like, oh, yeah? She specifically is like, you know, don't talk about the place where we got our start like that. And, like, shoves her off. It's so much.
I know. I was like, oh, maybe I should, like, stop this from happening because I could kind of, like, see where it was going. But then it, like, happened way quicker than I thought it was going to happen.
Yeah, I always think of this because you can get a reward for if you do Emily, if you link two characters together before...
Oh, before one of them kills the other?
Yeah, and you both, and kill both of them, you can,
yeah,
like,
the, like,
solve
the, like, murder-suicide, like, achievement?
Yes.
So, I don't know, I can't remember what it's called, but that's what
it is. I don't know. But in Low Chaos, this is not at all what happens in their love.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you never seen this in Low Chaos?
Maybe, I don't remember.
So, like, in Low Chaos, the girl, like, the maid is sitting in the chair, and... she's really sad and being like, I don't want to steal anymore. And the soldier is like kneels down and is like, no, like, we can, you know, you're right. Like, you always wanted to, they said you wanted to leave Karnaca. Maybe we should do that. And the maid's like, do you really think, like, we can get passage? And the soldier is like, yeah, like, I'll protect you just like when we were kids. And they hug and then they go their separate ways. So they're in love, aww, y'all, these lesbians.
It's, they're definitely in love.
It's so sad what happens to them in High Chaos. Every time I see it, I'm like, you guys are in love. Don't do this.
And that's why High Chaos is bad, everybody.
And that's why High Chaos is so bad.
Even though it's so much easier.
It is so much easier. But I was like, every time I hit this part, I'm like, should have done Low Chaos because I like these two lesbians.
I regret my words and deeds.
Yes, I made a mistake. Yeah. I think that's pretty... Oh, yeah. No, we can go to... There's a...
Oh, the shrine.
The shrine. Yes, we can just go fucking into... Run into this balcony, which is just... The whole place is just fucking covered with plants.
Yeah, it's like I think it's like a witch's hideout, because this area, there's also, like, witches in the street that you'll run into who try to kill you.
Oh, yeah, right.
Which is fucking annoying, because they can, like, teleport and shit.
They teleport and, like... set themselves on fire as, like, a...
And, like, attack you with bloodbriars, which are giant plants that try to eat you.
They're awesome.
I mean, they're valid, but I don't like them when they're killing me.
Yes, that's fair enough.
But, yeah, it's, like, this, like, there's balcony that's, like, or this, like, apartment that's, like, full-on witchy, and, like, there's, like, a bunch of tripwires and shit.
Yeah, and do you, like, climb, like, over some, like, bathtubs filled with plants and, like, go up a side... like, a broken banister you can find the outside of shrine.
Yay!
So this one is not different depending on if you're Emily or Corvo. It's different depending on whether or not you refused the mark.
Yes, and then also chaos. Yes. It looks kind of similar either way.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's... Anyway.
I guess we'll see. So... For Low Chaos, it always starts out with, look at you making your way across the shuddering city. And High Chaos, it starts out with, look at you leaving a trail of bloody boot prints across this dying city.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right.
You're right, but you have to say it. Yeah. And then the middle is always the same for all four of them. It's, Brianna Ashworth would have been miserable as a member of High Society. Forced to wed some bloated banker, hurling moments of real freedom, getting drunk at fancy balls, and slipping away to couple with strangers. It would have ended in an unhappy marriage and a late night plunge into an icy river. But just before her mother and father married her off so many years ago, she found Delilah instead. It was all highways and graveyards after that, never looking back. Alright, now we're gonna just figure out how to divide this. I'll just read the Low Chaos Mark 1 and you can see if it's the same.
Okay.
Vice Overseer Byrne is an ambitious man, but he believes in the Abbey's mission, protecting the good of the Empire against the likes of us. You know he'd be happier deep down if this ended with Brianna Ashworth's head on a spike. Maybe yours as well.
Yeah, it's the same in High Chaos.
Alright, well then I'm gonna assume it's the same for the Refuse the Mark one, which is... Vice Overseer Byrne is an ambitious man, but he believes in the Abbey's mission, protecting the good people of the Empire against my influence. He'd be happy if this ended with Brianna Ashworth's head on a spike, and very pleased that you refused my mark. Yeah.
I do like that he takes the opportunity to be like, and fuck you.
And fuck you!
Yeah, it's like one of the very few times that it's like acknowledged in the game if you refuse the mark.
Yes, it is very... It's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting.
Yeah, I do like, because it's like, even if you refuse the outsider's mark, he still talks to you all the fucking time. Like, if you find the shrines.
Yeah, well, you don't have to do that. I guess
because it's like, what are you going to do with the runes? Just collect them? Have them for funsies?
I think in... If you refuse his mark, the runes just turn into money, because whenever I Google, like, oh, how do you get the achievement for getting all the money, that's one of them.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All the money.
Yes, all the money.
God, doing that achievement would make me want to die.
It's not that bad, actually. It's like a...
There's so much money!
Sorry, it's not all the money, I should clarify. It's like, oh, a certain amount of money. It's like 60% of the money in the game or something. There's so much money.
Like, can't you get an achievement if you, like, get every, like, coin in the mission? Because at the end, it, like, tells you how many coins there are.
You do not get an achievement for that in Dishonored 2, because I haven't gotten it, and I've not done that. And I have all the trophies.
Okay. Because, yeah, it's just, like, robbing every cash register for forever.
Yes. Also, this I had brought up because I was talking to Linda about this, but the outsider says highways. I was like, there's no cars. And then there was like, well, horses. I was like, I don't know if horses exist.
Okay, I'm gonna look up the etymology of the word highway. Please hold. Wikipedia is not being helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Merriam-Webster, save me. This is all I want to know. First known use of highway before the 12th century.
Ooh, interesting.
I guess, yeah, I mean, they had roads since, like, Rome and shit.
That's true. I guess I just had always thought of highway specifically in my mind as, like, that's the thing I drive on with my car. So it's like, that seems weird.
Yeah.
But specifically, Linda said, well, what about horses? I was like, I don't think there's a fucking horse in this game.
That's weird. I guess not, because they have those, like, electric carriages.
They have carriages, and they have the
rail cars. They have roads.
They like, have roads.
Up and down roads.
I'm no longer disputing the use of the word highway. I am disputing the fact that there seem to be no horses.
I never thought about it, but I think you're right. That is very odd. I guess not.
I mean, like, I'm sure it's just because they didn't want to fucking model a goddamn horse. Like, it's hard enough.
Like, they didn't even want to model dresses, so, like, they're obviously not going to do horses.
It's just really... funny that they chose to set this in, like, a period of time where it's like, yes, there's still horses, but yes, we're, like, kind of moving forward to, like, an industrial age, like, it's like what I always say about, like, you have both guns and swords used in equal measure, and, like, I feel like you should still have, like, some carriages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, then, basically, there's, like, this little entrance area to the Royal Conservatory where it's, like, a million guards.
Oh, yeah.
And you can go in, like, a couple different ways.
There's so many different ways into this.
I know. I usually go the way where you, like, skirt along the edge and, like, go in through the second floor window.
I usually do that, too. And now that we've just said that, I'm reminded of the fact that we need to go to that dude's...
We need to go to the apartment, right.
We need to go check in on that dude who the shopkeeper asked us to check in on. He's dead.
Yes. Yeah, he's dead. There's, like, plans for his robbery there, including a map of the, conservatory.
And we just steal his shit. It's very convenient. Then we can leave.
Yeah.
He's, like, never alive. Like, in Low Chaos, you don't find him. He's just still
dead. Yeah, basically, it's like, he died, so it's like, I guess I'll steal this thing for him.
It's like, I'm going here anyways.
Might as well.
But yes, I always go in through that second story window, but you can, like, there's a wall of light you can disable.
Yeah, and then you can just go in the front door, or you can go, like, through the fountain and end up in the basement, which is what I did this time.
Oh, you're having fun. But yeah, I was just going through the second floor, but yeah, there's, like, a ton of ways to do this. So basically, this is just a giant fucking natural history museum. It is cool as shit in there. There's, like, a lot of, like, owls. Like, I presume they're, like, taxidermied. I don't actually know. Taxidermied owls hanging from the ceiling. If you go through the front entrance, there's, like, a mechanical tortoise who, like...
Oh, I love that. I love that big turtle.
Yeah, there's just, like, a giant turtle in the front entrance. And if you look closely, you can see that his neck is mechanical gears so that he probably moves when it's turned on.
I'm glad they've invented, like, animatronics.
I know. But yeah, but so basically, I always do this backwards because, you know, this was not, I didn't think about this, but I went and did the Target, I went and found the Target at Brandon Ashworth immediately because there's a way to neutralize everyone in the entire building if you do that.
Really?
Yeah.
How? Oh, wait, if you like, do the thing, does everyone just, like, buy?
They all get knocked unconscious.
Oh, I guess I didn't notice that, because by the time I like, killed her, and then I was like, I'll do the non-lethal thing. By the time I did it, I, like, had already killed everyone in the building.
Yeah, no, I actually got, just for this mission, completely non-lethal. Didn't kill a single person. So this is my own fault. I didn't think about this. I neutralized everyone in the building, and then realized I wasn't gonna get to hear all their conversations, like...
Yeah, they gossip.
Gossip so much. It's like, God damn it, but...
Oh, I wrote down some of them.
Okay, that's good. But yeah, so basically it's just like a fuck ton of witches hanging out. I always love the way they animate the witches. Like, a lot of them are just like having tea on like the chandeliers and stuff.
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah, I didn't find them this time, but I think like up in the rafters there's always this like these two witches that are like having tea and it's like cute and gay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I like scared them off or something because they weren't there.
Oh, alas. I don't know. I mean, how do we want to do this? This is such a huge
area. I know. Well, area. It's just like a big mansion, and there's, like, a lot of shit.
Like, we're almost at 45 minutes already.
I don't know. Do you want to split it?
I think we have to. Okay,
we can split it.
Let's just split it right here. Okay, well, we'll just do the second half in 5 minutes.
yeah, stay tuned. In, like, 2 weeks, there's more witches.
Oh, fuck yeah, I love those witches.
Even though you knocked all of them out.
Well, at least I didn't kill them.
That's so valid. That's, you know what? Yeah, I'm way worse.
All right, so where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at Lucky Dice Kirby, or you can find the podcast at Drunken Whalers. Send us tweets. I don't know. Where can people find you on the internet, Claire?
You can find me at Surrealist Trees on Twitter, and I will put a link to the intro and outro music in the show notes description. That is Goosebeak Whale by Alps.
Yeah.
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 All right, bye.